The concept of the mirror, how did you know that would be a great idea for Michael to sing?
Because it was deeper than just the visual of a man looking at himself in the mirror. It was that juxtaposed with the idea of a man going deeper inside himself to change from within, to make a difference on the outside. You have to first start within.
Right.
So I think Michael just got it, you know. I was just hoping he wouldn't take it literally by thinking that, you know, I wanted him to change his appearance.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't. So he
right.
didn't take my song with that meaning. Which is, you know, good for me.
When you and Glenn were writing the song before Quincy or Michael heard it, I mean, did you kind of feel like this was really going to be special and they were going to love the song?
In fact, we knew it was special, but we didn't know that they were going to love it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
There were so many things that had to be in, you know, the stars had to be aligned.
Right.
There was just no predicting what was going to happen. And Quincy told me, you know, when he heard the song, finally, that, you know, the song was great, it's the best song he's heard in 10 years, and then he said, but, you know, we've been in the studio with Michael for 2.5 years recording this album, which is the bad album.
Right.
And Michael has yet to record anything that he didn't write, so I don't know, you know, it was always iffy, but, you know, you have to let it, it's going to be, as Ray Charles used to say, it going to do what it going to do. It going to do what it do.
Right.
So I had to just let it be. So, and, you know, it finally became what it, the rest, I like to say, is herstory.